Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's End. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 5, entitled Go-Getter. It was written by Channing Powell, who's worked on The Walking Dead and White Collar, and directed by Darnell Martin, who's worked on Vampire Diaries, Grimm, and she also recorded Cadillac Records, or directed Cadillac Records.
Okay, I think both of them worked on this show before.
I believe so. Darnell, I think she was new to it. I think this was her first episode.
Okay. All right. I guess a lot of these people do the same shows.
Yeah.
Part of the same movies.
Same crowd.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gary, we've watched the episode twice now. What are your overall thoughts? Do you still think the same as you did Sunday night?
No. After watching it again, I think,
It was just okay.
Sunday night, it was all right. Now it's just...
It's even less okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm probably the same, or I'm about the same I felt Sunday night. It was just okay. We had a lot of likes, but at the same time, I think we had several dislikes, so...
Right, I think it was hard to watch again.
Yeah, no, it was. Actually, you start noticing on the second watch, you start noticing even more stupider shit. You're like, wait, that was stupid, you know, or that's crazy.
Yeah, this was that show that they just put in there.
A filler episode. Like,
you know what? We got to show them that again this season, or show how we're going to get to this next step. So let's put this in there to kind of get us there.
Along. Yeah, I would say, remember last night when we were watching it again, I actually said, I'm kind of getting done with the show. I mean, I think season 8, I know they already renewed it for season 8. And I think that should just be their final season. Like, don't keep it on too long.
You're sounding crazy to me right now.
No, I mean, it's still good, but, like, I don't know. It's not, I'm not going to say one episode made me feel this way. It's just that if you think about it, it's been repeat episodes here and there. They do, like, two good episodes and then a boring episode and two good episodes. And it's like, you got to think of the ratio from good episodes to bad. Is it high enough to keep doing? And I'm not sure it is anymore.
I can watch Walking Dead all day. It's just certain episodes that just don't do it for me. But overall, man, I hope it never goes off.
Okay. I'm pretty sure
AMC... I can live in a zombie apocalypse forever.
AMC's probably feeling that same way, so I'm sure season 8 won't be the final season. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with our likes list. And we had a lot of small ones that we just kind of liked, though. But when Sasha said all Abra had on him was a cigar...
That was just funny. But, you know, that's like a man. You know, we carry light. We walk light. I don't see how Glenn was carrying that big-ass watch around.
Yeah, it's heavy. That had to be heavy.
Yeah, that's weighing you down in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
You know, you got places to go. You got to move. You got to be ready to run at a drop of a dime.
I liked it because it kind of showed that Abraham was Abraham. Like, what you see is what you get. He doesn't have any baggage. He doesn't have anything holding him down. It's like, that's just him. So that's how I liked it. And then also when Sasha said, I feel like everything is wrong, I agreed with her.
You agree with her for this episode?
Yeah, like everything is wrong.
Hey, me too. Me too, Sasha.
Shit's boring. But why'd you like it? You had me write it down. So why'd you like it?
I just felt her in that moment. You know, when something big happens, it just feel like your whole world just turned upside down. It's like it's not even reality no more.
Right, yeah.
And I'm glad they brought this emotion back to The Walking Dead.
Right. All right, Gregory, as big as asshole Gregory is, I really like him. Like, just how he kept getting people's names wrong. It was just funny throughout the whole episode.
I think something's really wrong with him.
Like, oh, you mean like mentally something's wrong with him?
Yeah.
No, I think Gregory's just an asshole.
No, I think something's really wrong with him. I mean, not like mentally, like he's like mentally disabled or something. I mean, like maybe his age or whatever. Because remember the scene where he was calling Maggie, Marcia, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he went up to Sasha like, yeah, you can't be dealing with her.
Yeah, that's what I thought was funny too.
So at that moment, he thought Sasha was one of them.
Yeah, because Sasha, one, has never been there. And then, two, that just shows you how big the community is because he doesn't even know all his people. That's what I thought. That's how I took it. Like, I thought it was funny.
It could be, or his ages is getting to him. Because remember, he forgets some of his own people's name.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, I think that's what is showing, like, he's such an arrogant person. He doesn't even take the time to learn his people's name. Like, even later on, even though they introduce him, okay, and they say, okay, that's Sasha, he immediately forgets, because later on when Jesus was like, something, something, Sasha, and he's like, who is Sasha? Like, I don't know, all of that, calling Maggie Marcia, I thought it was just funny, and calling Rick Rich, I don't know. I took it as, like, comedic relief or something.
Maybe. But I don't know anyone who messed up names like this. Not everybody's name.
Yeah.
The only name he got right was Jesus.
Yeah.
And when he said that, we didn't even know he was talking about Jesus right there. Because he was like, Jesus. How can we do that?
And I think that makes it even funnier because he did that last season, too. Like, he's like, Jesus. And then he was actually talking about Jesus or whatever. I don't know. I like him. I mean, I don't like him, but I just like seeing him on screen or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then when he was worried, he's like, well, they'll think that we colluded together, excuse me. And Sasha's like, we did.
But I feel Gregory in that moment. Because even though, you know, I may plot with somebody, mm-hmm. when shit get real, I'm like, hold up now.
Right,
they didn't catch us.
Right.
They caught you. So you need to, you need to take one for the team.
And you know, I didn't even put two and two together. Like, when we first discussed, oh, wait, Negan can't see Maggie at Hilltop because then he'll know that she's, well, one, that shows she's still alive. But two, I didn't even think about how it would look if they were there, because then he would know that, hey, they sent your people. You know, they would know that the Hilltop sent those people, sent working them after and everything like that.
Right.
But then at the same time, they must know that because they know Rick killed those people. Rick's crew killed those people. And then Simon even said this episode, hey, your people are dead. So they have to know that they're working together, even if they didn't say anything.
I think they have an idea, but I don't think they know for sure. I think this was a test. What's his name?
Simon?
Yeah, Simon. I hate Simon. But, I think Simon was saying just to test the water a little bit.
Michonne kissing Rick, that long kiss goodbye, I thought was very sweet. And part of me, it felt like it was a goodbye kiss, like, I may not be here when you get back. Like, I love you, but I may not be here.
I think so. I think you're right.
I mean, I think it's possible. I don't know if I said it in Instant Cast, but I think it's possible. It'll be very funny if we go back to wherever Negan is, and not only Carl and Jesus are there, but Michonne pops up too. Like, I think that's why she kissed him so long, because it felt like maybe she would just go and take him out.
We all know Michonne is the ninja. She snuck up on the governor.
Right. Enid telling Carl, I'm sorry you had to see it, and he's like, I'm not. Like, seeing all the people die.
Yeah, I love Carl saying that. Like I said last podcast, Carl didn't lose his way yet. Carl still has that fight in him. And I think Negan has brought it out more. The old Rick that we've seen in the video, that's now Carl.
I can see that. When Carl and Eden were walking and talking the whole time, I did not think that's what his plans were. I didn't think that's what his intentions were. And then to see that he was willing to go there and know that he'll probably die.
Go there alone.
Alone? Yeah, because when he said, I'll see you later to Eden or something, she's like, no, you won't. Like,
nobody's going to notice a little boy walking around with a cowboy hat.
Right, a cowboy hat and an eye patch.
And an eye patch.
Come on, man.
With some skates on.
I'm sure he took the skates off by then. Sasha having Maggie's back, willing to work for her, willing to, you know, go out there into the world and scavenge so Maggie can stay at the Hilltop and be protected. I really like that. Like, that's a good friend.
I like their bond.
Yeah.
That's woman power right there. Sticking together. I don't know if I would have did that. I don't know if any man, I don't know if any of my brothers would do that for me. When I say my brother, I'm talking about my actual family. I mean, you know, people my mother gave birth to. You know, once Jeffrey said we got to go, they're like, come on, Gary, we got to go. I'm just leaving you.
Sasha saying that they'll stay anyway. Like, what can Gregory do? I kind of like that because Sasha and Maggie, they both had that fire in them, but they go at things a different way. Like, Maggie, I'm not going to say she's more calmer than Sasha, but she kind of, she'll stop and think about stuff before she does it, but she'll still do it. She may put, you know, like
right.
how she hit him. Where Sasha, she's like, she reacts instantly. Like, what? Like, when she was going to cuss, I don't know if she was going to cuss him out or beat him up when he first said, oh, well, when Gregory is like, oh, well, that's her fault for getting pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
So when Sasha was like, man, we'll stay anyways. Like, what is he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
Yeah, I liked it.
I mean, these people can't even protect themselves.
Right. I mean, that's when they when Simon was like, oh, you guys killed him, all the walkers. No, that was Sasha, Jesus, and Maggie. Three people, pretty much. And the next on the list of likes, it hasn't happened yet, but I don't know, I felt some chemistry between Jesus and Sasha just a little bit. So,
I mean, you're always trying to couple up somebody.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be our next couple. And they might have to wait a little while since, you know, Sasha just got out of a relationship.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Sasha just got out of like three other relationships.
In season five.
You're not going to make my homegirl to jump off of a dummy apocalypse.
In season five, she dated Bob. And now in season six, she dated Abraham. And now in season seven, it'll be like a funny little thing. Like just every year her boyfriend dies.
You know? Funny, so, huh?
Yeah. All right. Jesus telling Gregory he won't be in charge no more. I kind of like that because it, especially with Jesus saying, I know someone else that could be in charge. And clearly he probably thinks it's Maggie. They're setting her up to be a leader. I like that because either Gregory's going to have to die or he's going to have to, I don't know, sit back and let someone else be in charge.
I think Jesus meant well. But I'm thinking, how in the hell is Maggie going to be over the hilltop? I mean, Maggie's not supposed to be alive right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, moving forward, how will she be the spokesperson or right. whatever? Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to get over that somehow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Even if they, long story short, oh, we found this place, da-da-da. I don't know. Maggie could always be like, well, I didn't tell you I was dead. But, you know, but then that means Rick and them.
Right.
I don't know. Maggie punching Gregory and taking Glenn's watch. Actually, I thought it was kind of funny that he had Glenn's watch. Like, when he showed up. I was like, this dude has no shame. Like, how do you have Glenn's watch or whatever?
How do you go to a grave and steal stuff?
And steal something from a grave. You low down. You gotta be low when you do that. But I thought it was funny, and I'm glad she
I wonder did
him.
He take it when he was over there talking to him?
Probably. When he was kicking him out, that's probably when he took it.
That's crazy. He's bold.
And then, of course, probably one of the biggest likes of the episode was when Maggie said, not Marcia, not dear, not honey, Maggie. Maggie Ree. I like that. Because it put him in his place. It put him in his place. And that's something that women have to deal with, like, just every day with men. Honey, dear, sweetheart, chili bun. I don't know.
You can't really put a fool in his place.
You mean he's just going to continue doing what he's been doing?
He can't help it.
So you admit,
this is him.
You admit that he is a fool then?
I admit something's wrong with him.
All right, Carl and Jesus in the truck together. That's our last like. That was pretty cool seeing them together.
Yeah, seeing them together again. The first time we seen them together was when Carl pulled a gun on him.
Right. Well, not only that, I liked it mainly because I don't think I knew Carl was in that truck. Like, I don't think it hit me at that moment. Yeah, I guess I wasn't really paying attention as far as what was going on with him and Eden. Like, when it showed Eden there, I was like, I kind of wondered where Carl was. But I don't think I knew that's what he did at that time.
I knew he was going to try to do that, either get in or get up under a truck. I mean, that's kind of bold just to hop in a truck. I wonder how Negan people allowed that to happen.
Right. When if they successfully make it back, someone's going to be in trouble. Because not only did you allow one person to jump on the truck, two people came.
Right.
You know, two badass people. But Carl doesn't have a gun or anything, right?
He had those darts.
What darts?
Remember he was playing darts when Rick was leaving?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So he's trying to take Negan eye out.
Oh, I know. That'd be pretty cool. All right, dislikes. Carl crashing the car. It was doing the most. It was over one walker. I know they're going to try to tell us, like, well, he never drove before, but he made it that far in the car. But then all of a sudden he crashes it twice. I mean, it was like a hard crash.
Yeah. Where'd you get the car from?
Where'd you get the car from?
Did he drive it out the gate? Or did he climb over the gate behind eating it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because how did no one see him? Yeah, he might have found the car. But my thing is him doing all of that for one walker. And then even Enid is showing her look scared. Like, oh, no, walker's coming. And boom, Carl saves the day. If you were going to be scared over one walker, then you shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, I didn't believe it.
I didn't believe it at all. And then what was she stopping for? Remember we saw it was like blood or water on the floor?
I don't know. Like some type of liquid.
Yeah, like a puddle, some type of puddle. But it was just that whole car scene. I was like, I don't know if they were trying to show, oh, look at Carl, he's driving. But it was, no. Next is like the fire, the gates being open, the music playing at the hilltop.
Yeah, that was some BS.
Yeah, you didn't like that. Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like the whole scene. The entire scene just made me angry with the writers. Not dislike, but just anger. Like, why would you write this in here? First of all, how did they get in the gate? How did they get the car in the gate? How did they get the car in the gate bumping all that music? It was just a bad scene.
I will be honest, until we watched it the second time, so Sunday night, I didn't know a few things I didn't realize. I guess I just wasn't paying attention. One, I didn't know for sure, well, until Simon came and said it, but before Simon came and saw Gregory the next day, I didn't know for sure that was the saviors that did that. I just thought, like, somehow, like, how the hell that happened? I just thought, like, I don't know what I thought. I was kind of confused. Like, why is that fire there? And then I didn't know the music was coming from the car. I was like, why is Sasha concentrating on that car so much? And then when Maggie rode over it, I'm like, why did she roll over that car? Until the second watch. So I don't know if it was not good execution on their part or if I just was not paying attention.
You wasn't paying attention because that was perfect execution.
Okay. Okay.
On that weird scene.
Yeah. And then you had also kind of the same extension of this dislike is who's manning the gate? How did they get in the gate without anyone seeing? Or did they kill the people at the gate?
How? Like, did the people just open up the gate for somebody pushing the car?
Yeah, because when they leave and they close the gate, they close it and then they also put like a little...
Yeah, that big, like, I don't know. I can't say a 4x4, but they lock it.
Yeah, they lock it.
They shut it down.
So it does seem like unless you broke the gate, like drove a car in and pushed it to open the gate.
Which we know they didn't do because we see them put the same little latch back on it.
Yeah.
When they leave. So that was just a bad scene. Unless whoever was working the gate is in cahoots with Negan and his people.
We've talked about double agents. Now, what happened to Enid's bike? I didn't really care. I thought, figure she left the bike because now, you know, the boy came, Carl came, and he didn't have one. But you kind of didn't like that she...
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you had a perfectly fine bike, but now you're walking. Man, I would have put Carl on the back of my bike or put him on the handlebars.
Well, we talked about them finding those skates, but you also, I guess a small dislike, but you didn't like that Enid had those perfect skating socks as well. Like,
where'd she get the skater socks from?
Yeah, like the scene. They knew the scene was coming up, so they put her in some skater socks.
I didn't like that. Unless she always wears those socks.
Maybe. I didn't pay attention.
I don't pay attention to her socks, but those are socks we used to have on back in the days when we used to go roller skating. You know, the old look that we call them the Kool-Aid socks. They stretched up. They had the two color stripes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some dope socks, but like how? Did they have the socks in the bag also?
Right. Simon. All I have is Simon because you pretty much don't like anything about him.
I hate Simon. I hate they didn't give him his own identity. It's like they play him video of Negan. I'm talking about the actor.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what? Do that.
Right.
I mean, how do you become someone's right-hand man and don't have an identity of your own? Like, what makes him like you? I mean, you can find anybody in there to act like you. Yo, even...
Dwight.
Dwight has his own identity.
I agree, because even when he said, I'm your Negan because that's what Negan wants, you didn't like him saying that either.
Well, first off, Gregory don't know Negan.
How do you know Gregory doesn't know Negan?
Because they couldn't tell Rick what they were looking for. They couldn't tell Rick how Negan looked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And plus, at one point, all of them were calling themselves Negan. So now I'm your Negan?
Right, right. So it does go against kind of what they always, their little philosophy as far as I'm Negan.
Right.
Okay. We have Enid next on the dislike list. We wouldn't do it for us. Like when she was saying that they would be killing, they would
kill. When Carl said he's going to kill him. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, because we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't be doing it for us. I mean, we would only be doing it for us.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You're not just doing it for you. These people are going to kill people in your community. They killed your friend Glenn. Killed Abraham.
Who knows how many more people they're willing to kill.
Right. So why stop Carl from killing them? Or say, Carl, no, because it will only be for us. Or I can't go with you to do it because it will only be for us. Duh. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it'll be for us. And them. So I don't like how they tried to make it like a little poetic moment and just completely drop the ball on it. It just didn't work for me.
The balloons on the graves, I think that was more of my dislike. Or, well, no, we kind of both said it because
I thought it was funny.
Well, we also said it was a dislike because how in the hell did she get in there? No one stopped her. No one said anything. But she somehow just found those graves randomly.
Yeah, she just found the graves and just put the balloon on one. And which just we assumed. We found out later that it was Abraham's grave she put it on.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that if you walk up to something and there's two graves, how would you just decide just to, okay, this had to be Glenn Gray? Right, yeah. Like, was that the short grave?
Yeah. It was kind of, I mean, I liked how they brought it up later, but it still was kind of like, well, why did she do it in the first place?
Right. Or Negan's not the only one saying any, mini, miny, mo.
Not to mention her whole reason of going there is, I have to know Maggie's okay. I have to, but you were just sitting there chilling. And when Maggie comes and finds you. And right. The whole reason why you said you were going there is because you had to know Maggie was okay. I don't know.
Well, maybe she hit the gate. You know, she climbed over the gate, the hilltop right there. Like, oh, man, these got to be Glenn Abraham's grave. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
I'm going to put these balloons on Glenn's grave. Any, many, miny, no. The grave she stopped on is where she put the balloons.
All right, that was it for our dislikes. Now on to listener letters. If you guys would like to be a part of the podcast and let us know what your thoughts are, send it to dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or on our website, theverdictsin.com or facebook.com/verdictsin. Wherever you can find us, send it. All right, first comment we have today on Twitter from David Valentin. Why don't these communities simply move away from Negan? And I believe I said that in the season finale last year. I was like, okay, it's time to get up and go.
Right.
And I don't know if they don't move, it's because they feel that Negan may stop them, like on the road.
Might be. But it could be much deeper than that. It takes a while to find a community. It's not like they can just all just get up and leave. I mean, they have, how many people do Rick have in his community?
I think 50. Jesus said around 50 or something.
Right. So it's hard to pack up 50 people. I mean, me and Nicole, we only have 2 kids, and it's hard to pack all of us up right. Just to go to the restaurant.
Right.
So it's hard to pack up 50 people and just go. Now you have to find food, supplies, shelter again. So sometimes it's easy to sit there and just, okay, you can look at it like paying rent. Like, this is our land. Everybody could sleep, eat, shelter, everything. All we got to do is pay Negan his rent every month.
It kind of reminds me back when in season 3, season 4, when the governor was trying to take the prison from them. Remember? And they debated right. On should we stay, should we go? And they kind of said, no, we should stay. This is our home. And eventually they did stay, only to leave when it no longer was safe, just like the farm.
Right.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
An email from Diane. Hi, Nicole and Gary. I liked the episode. I enjoyed seeing Sasha, Maggie, and Cutie Pie Jesus again.
Jesus.
I cracked up over the skates. Found not one, but 2 pair, and they both fit. What are the odds of that happening? The balloons were from the checkpoint during the zombie parade in season 6. Enid and Glenn found the balloons in air pump and used them to signal Maggie. I see glimpses of Maggie taking charge of Hilltop with Sasha as her second in command. Somebody needs to. These folks should be long gone. No guards at the gate and nobody heard a thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Well, I remember the balloons from season 6. I do. My point is, like, so what does she have the air pump with her too when she came to the Hilltop?
She had her mouth.
She had her mouth. Okay. It just still is.
Oh, yeah. New school people.
No. I forget
how we used to do things.
To me, the whole balloon thing, it was a little too much. Like, I know what they were doing. They were trying to make us, like, remember when her and, you know, Glenn, because remember Glenn was chasing after her and she didn't want to be chased or whatever.
But remember Glenn also gave her those powerful words. I can't remember what he said to her.
I forgot what he said too.
But I know she gave him a hug afterwards.
Did she give him a hug?
And start crying.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I'm seeing in my head.
Oh, I remember them having to talk because he kept, when he saw her, remember he ran into her after the whole dumpster scene.
Right.
And he saw her and he's like, what are you doing out here? And he like tried to stop her and be a big brother or whatever. And eventually when they went back, I think that's when the town was getting attacked by the wolves. So I don't know if memory's kind of fading there. But either way, the whole balloon thing, it's not necessary. Like, I get it. I remember. It's just still, it's too much. I don't want to see those balloons again.
I think it's their thing. Like, everybody have their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, that's hers and Glenn's. So I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I just didn't even know her and Glenn had a relationship. Like, was she living at Maggie and Glenn's house? Is that where she was living?
I don't know.
Because
I think at one point that she did.
That one, her having that one moment with Glenn, to me, all of a sudden doesn't form some strong relationship that they're making it seem like they had. And then Diane wrote, my Farron shit award has to go to Sasha, taking out zombies like a boss.
Right.
Keep up the great podcasting, Diane and Marilyn. P.S. I miss T-Dog too.
See, Nicole? I told you he was missed.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Nicole look at me crazy every time I mention T-Dog.
Yeah. Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
And we have an email from Yolanda this week. Hey, Yolanda.
What's up, Yolanda?
Hey, Gary, Nicole, and Tiffany. I agree with you that this episode was okay. I could have done without the angsty emo teens. And who left those four-wheeler roller skates in their suitcase?
Four-wheelers.
Oh, yeah, four-wheeler roller skates in their suitcase. I might buy it if they were rollerblades, but the four-wheelers? Not unless someone's starting a roller derby in the zombie apocalypse.
Right, that is kind of old school.
And it's just too weird that they both fit. Like, come on. I mean, you know what? It should have showed, like, a whole bunch of roller skates. Then I would have believed it. Like, a group of roller skaters left them. And then...
Yeah, I still would have called bullshit.
And then, they cherry-picked, you know, oh, this one fits. No, this one fits. So I would have believed that.
A Golden Glide used to be right there?
I don't know.
How they find a whole bunch
of... I don't know. Like, just a bag of roller skates would have made a little more sense or something. And no, Gary, Michonne's goodbye kiss to Rick was not the long kiss goodnight. It was her way of telling him, I still have faith in you, even though she doesn't. I don't know, I think it was still a long kiss goodnight, but who knows? I mean, I think she has love for him, but if she's not there when Rick gets back, then we know it's because she was leaving.
Right.
And yeah, Gregory is a coward, but I'd send Maggie and Sasha back too. Maggie made the offer, they get rid of Negan and took half of Hilltop's supplies. Now Negan is suspicious of Hilltop. Hilltop still has to give up half of its now thin supplies, and Gregory is on thin ice. Negan didn't send that car in there just because. He knows Hilltop was working with Rick. Why else would every road to Hilltop be blocked when they were trying to get Maggie there?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to address the first thing she said. She's right. Gregory made the deal with them, gave them half of everything, and they didn't deliver. But I think it's like any investment. It's any investment.
No, you're right.
You put your money into it, and if it don't work out, you can't just get your money back.
Yeah.
So they rolled the dice. You know, it would have paid off big if Rick's team would have did their job, or where they did their job. But if Rick's team would have took out all of them, if that was everyone, it would have worked out. But they didn't. So now, I mean, they just lost their investment. And the second thing she said, that was a very good theory, and I didn't think about it.
I didn't either.
Like, every road was blocked off going there, so Negan's team had to know.
Yeah, what's I like the that chances? Theory. Yeah, I like that theory. And a side note, do the writers have to be so heavy-handed that these long existing communities would cease to be without Rick's group being there? Of course it would be almost on death's right. door. Pregnant Maggie to save the day while others are standing by doing nothing but watching the gremlin car. Why did they have to be told to close the gate? And why did Jesus have to be told to help Sasha? Come on now, can we give these people some brains and courage? Courage now, it's 2 or 3 years into the ZA.
Right.
I agree. And this kind of happened with Alexandria as well. Like, they make these communities seem like without Rick there, without Sasha there, they would just be helpless.
Right.
It's like, they may not be fighters, but they're still human beings. I'm not a fighter, but if something happens, I'm pretty sure I'll spring into action.
I agree.
And they better not do the same thing at the kingdom.
I mean, these people know there's a threat. Otherwise, they wouldn't have built these big walls.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be in there growing their own crops, knowing they can't grow them on the outside of the gates. So most of them have seen zombies or walkers before, whatever you want to call them. This is not their first time. This is not their first ride. I don't know why they get inside these communities and get soft.
Mm-hmm. She has most likely to die. Dwight. Please, Dwight. I Ain't Fearing Shit right. goes to Enid. Carl said he wasn't going to save her no more. Not like he ever did. And she said, peace, see you later. Watch my back as I keep it moving.
I think Carl saved her before.
I mean, well, him putting her in the armory, like she said, she didn't think that was saving her or whatever, but I think, you know, that saved her. Imagine if she was there.
Right.
She probably wouldn't have died, but for her to see that too.
She probably got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. They might have took her.
Yeah.
Do you think when Rick finds out Carl stowed away to the Negan compound, that will bring back his fighting spirit? And does that make him like Maddie from the Fear of the Walking? And does that make him like Maddie from the Fear of the Walking Dead? Rick was all we need to do what the Savior says until it comes to his family. Then all bets are off. So, I think, yeah, I don't think Rick's just going to let Carl, like, oh, Carl went there. Okay, we'll just have to wait and see if he returned. And with her comparing him to Maddie from Fear, I don't know if Rick is that far, but I don't know. What do you think, Gary?
I don't know. I think she's right. I think Rick may return. I mean, I hope he do. I hope Rick don't just say, oh, well, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But him being like Maddie, I don't know. Maddie was obsessed.
Yeah, she was obsessed. Till next week, guess I'll smoke one of Abraham's cigars and throw up the juices sign, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Thanks, Yolanda. We have an email from Lisa. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Lisa.
LOL, Gary saying Michelle gave Rick the long kiss goodbye. I remember giving one of those to my ex. And everyone recalls Lisa's the one that wrote in about her ex getting beat up or whatever.
Get beat up pretty bad.
This epic ex.
The long kiss goodnight, huh?
Oh, gosh. I agree with your BS call, Nicole. How in the hell did they find 2 pair of skates? And I'm going to take that call a step further and say, how in the hell did they learn how to skate so good? They both grew up in the zombie apocalypse. I grew up skating. And I still bust my butt every time I go to the skating rink.
Right.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that is true. Like, all of a sudden, we haven't seen them skate at all. I mean, we can assume maybe they did it when they were younger before the ZA, but
I don't know.
Skating's not something you can just go years right. without doing and then put them back
just throw on the skates and just be skating backwards right. and doing spins and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so Lisa has a point.
Yeah.
They should have had them gradually skate like they had a Michonne gradually shoot.
They should have just never had the skates.
well, we all know that. We all know that's a BS.
I mean, come on. If they had the skates, like I said, even Apollo skates, but then like you mentioned, why would Apollo skates be there? But I don't know.
That's a good point.
I wonder how only a few people heard the car radio. The entire town should have been up and helping protect the hilltop. I don't care if you're not the best fighter, you still have the parenting protective instincts. There are too many kids and women at Hilltop for the men to be so weak.
Right. And we just mentioned that.
Yeah.
That we only seen like three people come outside.
And they just came out, like, kind of looking, like, hey, what's going on? Like,
right.
Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah, well, like, where was the rest of the people?
Right.
They were in their room hiding, like, let's just wait this out. That's crazy.
I Ain't Fearing Shit goes to Maggie. She was going to let them fight the zombies without her. She refused to sit her ass down, knowing she's a high-risk pregnancy.
Yep.
I actually did not like that about Maggie. Like, every time she got up to do something, I was like, sit your ass down. Like, they already told you, sit down. Like, I don't... That kind of kept pissing me off. But, I mean, it's the ZA. You don't have the luxury that you do if you're in the real world and they say, hey, sit your ass down. So, most likely dies Gregory. He just needs to die. Thank you. Love the podcast.
Wow, they say he just needs to die.
He just needs to die. No other reason. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Email from Patrick. Carl needs to sit down and wait until he has a better plan than just popping up. I understand he is still a child, but he should know by now to think before reacting. Hopefully, Jesus doesn't let him do anything stupid, like get himself killed.
I agree.
Now that we're talking about Jesus again, actually, I'm kind of nervous that he may get killed, like Rick may blame him. You know, like something happens to Carl, then Rick will be like, why didn't you stop him? You know, Rick, he's always like blaming other people or whatever. Like, he might get mad at Jesus and like try to kill Jesus or something.
I don't know. I don't think Jesus will let anything happen to Carl. I hope Carl don't get Jesus killed.
Oh, because then Jesus might have to sacrifice himself.
Right.
Not fearing shit, Carl. And most likely to die because he's not fearing shit, Carl. That's a good one. Love you guys. Keep up the good work, Pat. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
That was actually pretty funny. And then we have an email, actually a website comment from C Cipher, I think. I enjoy your podcast. I most enjoy how you explore the philosophies of the characters. I hope to add to this discussion. This episode finishes things that were started in seasons past. Glenn and Abraham left Rick, heading for Washington. Maggie and Sasha linked up then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like now Rick and Aaron are leaving to do something, and Sasha and Maggie are back together again.
Yeah.
Rick isn't broken. He had no choice to stop Negan from trying to break him. Rick was becoming like Negan when they found Alexandria. He wants Negan's spot. He needs more intel. Negan could be a subordinate. That was the purpose of the video being shown. That was to remind us. And then he wrote, Michonne wants to snipe Negan. And then he has a little more, but let's go over this part right here. So what he's saying, it sounds like, is that maybe Rick still wants wherever Negan's staying at, like... When he says spot, I don't think he means his, like, he wants to be like Negan, but his actual spot, like his area, his house.
I didn't get that. I think when you say Rick want Negan's spot is Rick want to be the Negan of the zombie apocalypse. Like when we met Rick, he was like a Negan. He said, we're going to take this place. So maybe if given opportunity or he would have stayed on that path, he would have been a Negan.
Yeah, because he says Rick was becoming like Negan when they found Alexandria. And that's true. When they were plotting, remember, they were hiding guns and plotting on what they would do.
And then he pulled a Negan move on a hilltop. We'd do this for you, but you give us half of everything you got.
Right.
That's a Negan move. I see what he's saying.
And then he continues, Carl is special. He was a second grader when the apocalypse happened. He has killed, had sex, and seen his mother give birth. Then he shot her dead body in the head.
Damn.
He has no fear. This world is normal, and he sees it. He sees a future in it. I don't think Carl's had sex. Like, who has he had sex with? There's no one there. Enid?
Does his hand count?
No, I don't think Carl's had sex. Oh, and we didn't even talk about him kissing Enid. Like, everyone on Twitter that night, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Cypher.
Yeah, thank you.
So many people on Twitter that night were like, oh my gosh, Carl and Enid finally kissed. I'm like, oh, I thought they had kissed already. So if it was supposed to be like some big epic moment, it missed me because I could have sworn they kissed that time when they were in the tree hiding. But I guess they didn't kiss then. They just came close to kissing. either way, I didn't know it was like their first kiss.
Right. Yeah, they made a lot of good points.
Yeah.
All right, before we go further, Jerry did write me on Twitter, and he said, I have noticed something. I don't think Negan's ever been a Hilltop. He would be the type to take the tiger away. Which...
Oh, yeah. He's actually probably talking about the kingdom.
Yeah, he's talking about the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, because he hasn't been in... Hilltop. He hasn't been in the kingdom, because remember how they meet them outside the walls?
Right.
Not only that, the people of the kingdom don't know anything about it. Remember, they don't know anything about how they're giving food up and giving supplies up.
Right. And I think it could be both, because like we said, he never been to the Hilltop. The Hilltop, people didn't know him. I think the only people that seen Negan is Rick's group and Negan's people.
Right. Well, at least the Hilltop people are aware that there is someone. They're aware that there is a Negan. Whereas the kingdom people aren't even aware that there's... they don't aware that there is a Negan or a group that's taking their supplies. You know? So the kingdom is like completely in the dark. Whereas the Hilltop sees a little, and then now Rick's crew just pretty much knows almost all of it.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right. Now time for our award and prediction. I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who you got?
Why don't you go ahead and start it off, Nicole?
All right. I ain't fearing shit. This person, I'm gonna have to get to a person that I thought was pretty brave this episode. I think we get so used to seeing these people fight walkers and kick ass that it just seems like it's just natural, you know? But it is brave. It is still a brave act to do. I mean, look at the guys that were just on the porch and just stood still while the fire was happening. So, I ain't fearing shit this week goes to Sasha. I thought, you know, she had Maggie's back the whole time. She's
pretty strong.
You know, Maggie punched Gregory. I'm pretty sure Sasha was willing to.
She was about to.
And just her going out there and fighting all those walkers, springing into action, and even telling Maggie, hey, just sit back, I'll take care of it. I like that. So she's my I ain't fearing shit this week.
All right, cool.
And I think she's a first-time winner.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
You know, I was going to give it to Carl, but then some real stuff happened, and I decided to give it to Jesus.
Okay.
And the reason I'm giving it to Jesus, because you can't be fearing shit to stay at the Hilltop. I mean, how do you rest your head around people that can't fight?
Right. That will have your back at all.
Jesus has been fearing shit for a while now.
Right.
He's the only one there that can fight. When stuff got real, you see some outsiders had to help him. Jesus the real MVP.
Okay. Before we get to most likely die, for some reason, when you start talking about Jesus, I kind of have a dislike, sort of, that I just thought of, that Sasha asking Jesus to go, that was kind of a big ask. Like, when he's like, yeah, thank you. She's like, you know how you can make it up for us? Go find me. Like, that's a big ask. That's something, that's a big deal to ask someone.
That is.
Like, so someone gives you a dollar, like, oh, you know, don't pay me back that dollar, but what you could do is kill this person for me. Like, you know.
It's not big like that, is it?
It is big like that. I mean, damn near, she's pretty much asking to kill somebody. I mean, or himself get killed. That was a big ask. And
it is.
And then even for him just to do it so easily, I don't know if I agree or like it. And then we didn't talk about, why did Sasha not want Maggie to know?
Because Maggie's situation. She don't want Maggie to stress. Or she don't want Maggie to spring into action again. You know, Maggie need to be sitting down somewhere.
Yeah. All right. I just thought of that right now when we were talking about Jesus.
But yeah, I feel you. That is sort of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's not like, it's not a small favor. So
yeah, that's like, you know, when you first start working somewhere, somebody come up to you, they don't ask you for a ride. They say, yeah, you know what, can I get some gas money or something like that?
Yeah.
Ask to borrow money. Yeah, I feel you.
All right. Most likely to die. I'm going to say Gregory. I mean, he's funny. He's really funny. He's an asshole. But he's going to die.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. You know, Gregory is too slick to die. You know, Gregory, the whole time Negan's man was talking to him, he was smiling like, oh, no.
Really? That was so what funny happened? To me. Like, he was like the best part of the episode.
He was. And when he took the knee, he was happy to do it. Like, oh, yes, yes.
No, that was so funny. Also, when he was like, you saw I made some headway with them or whatever. Jesus, like, that is not what I saw. Like,
right.
Jesus, like, literally lost all respect for him when he saw him kneel. You see it in his eyes.
Yeah. I don't think Jesus ever really had respect for him. He just didn't want to take on that responsibility.
I wonder why they only made Gregory kneel and not, like, Jesus was standing there, too. He didn't make Jesus kneel.
That is weird. But I guess Jeffrey's the leader.
Yeah. Gregory.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're calling him wrong name. Yeah. We should start doing that. We should start calling him Jeffrey since he calls other people, like, the wrong name.
Right.
All right. Who's your most likely to die?
I'm going to have to go with Jesus. I think Jesus is going to get to wherever Negan's at. He will sacrifice himself for Carl so Carl can make it out of there alive. Like, you know, in the movies, like, run, Carl, just run.
Save yourself.
Yeah, save yourself. And he stay back and try to do karate moves on all the men with guns.
Yeah, and they take him down. You know, I just remember that Daryl's there, so it'd be kind of cool if, like, they are able to rescue Daryl.
That is a strong click right there. You have Jesus, Carl, Daryl, and Michonne might pop up.
Yeah, Michonne goes there. Or Daryl might die saving Carl.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right, you guys, that is it. We appreciate you listening to us as always. Make sure you leave feedback if you have anything to say. And we would also appreciate a review and rating on iTunes,
and go to our website,
theverdictsin.com. All right, thank you so much. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.